सहनावतु सहनो भुनक्तु सहवीर्यं करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विषावहै ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः गुरुर्ब्रह्मा गुरुर्विष्णु गुरुर्देवो महेश्वरः गुरुरेव परं ब्रह्म तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः समस्तजनकल्याणे निरतं करुणामयं नमामि चिन्मयं देवं सद्गुरुं ब्रह्मविद्वरम् तपोवीक्षीणपापानां शान्तानां वीतरागिणां मुमुक्षूनामपेक्षोऽयम् आत्मबोधो विधीयते.
So in verse number 25 we saw in our last class, Atmana Satchidansascha Buddhi Vritti Riti Dvayam. There are two things, Atmana Satchidansa. We know Satchidananda, but we are taking only Satchit here. Atmana Satchidansascha Buddhi Vritti and Vritti, where is this Vritti? In Buddhi. Therefore Buddhi, in Buddhi there is Vritti. Iti Dvayam. These are two. Buddhi, Vritti, these are two. Sanyojya cha avivekena, they get united. Sanyojya, yuj, united. How? Avivekena. Without any vivek, without any thinking, without any analysis, avivekena. Then what happens? Janami iti pravartate. Then comes the janami. Janami means I know. Janami iti pravartate. Very good. So the satchit ansa we have seen reflects in mind. Why it reflects in mind? Because it is made of sattvagun. Because the mind is made of sattvagun. Therefore it reflects. So, how many materials are there in mind? I mean, what is the upadan karan? What is the material cause? Is it space only? Or, all five. We have to all remember that. That is why the mind can process all five. Made up satchit ansa. And how it happens? It is sahaj. It is natural. It is automatic. You cannot stop it. When the sun is there and the water is there, reflection will be there. It's natural. We call it sahaj. You cannot stop it. Similarly, when the mind is there and the reflection of consciousness, when it comes, it will reflect there. Consciousness is there, mind is there, reflection. Automatically happen. You can't stop it. Sahaj. So what is that called? Reflection of consciousness. We call it Chidabhas. Chidabhas means Chit plus Abhas. Divichit, then it becomes Chit. Chit means the consciousness part. Abhas means appearance. Chidabhas, we say. Or Chit Pratibimb. Chit means consciousness. Pratibimb means reflection. Like bimba, pratibimba. Bimba is the one. The original bimba. Sun is bimba. And when we see the reflection, we call it pratibimba. Or it is also called chitchaya. Same thing. You will find different words for it. Chitchaya. So, aham janami iti pravartate. So, how this has happened? So it is said, tapta loha pinda vat. Tapta means heated. Loha means iron. Pinda means ball. Vat means like. So when you put a iron ball into the fire, it takes the qualities of fire and it gives own quality to fire. How is this ball? Iron ball is round, it is heavy in weight, it is black in color, cold to touch. Is that so? When you put it in that, what happens? You take it out, then tapta. It's red. It has got the heat, it has got the light also. So what it has done? It has taken the dharma, the quality of fire, and given its own quality to fire. How? Now the fire looks like round. Is that so? Round. And the color has become red. It was cold, now it is hot. So what we call this technically? No, na adhyas. Superimposing one's quality on other. That gives superimposed. So the same thing happened here also. Sachid ans and buddhi vritti, they got united. Anyonya adhyas, super one's quality on other. So what the vritti did? So vritti has the quality of sukha, dukha, modification, krodha, lobha, icha, dvesha, raga. Vritti transfer it to reflect, and reflected consciousness gives I-ness. Reflected consciousness gives I-ness. And then we say, I am happy. But this I, capital I, represents Atman. We say, I am happy. We don't say mind is happy. So we are superimposing the quality of mind on Atman. Janami iti pravartate. Next one.
Atmano vikriya nasti.
Atmano vikriya nasti.
Buddhir bodho na jatviti.
Buddhir bodho na jatviti.
Jiva sarvamalam jnatva.
Jiva sarvamalam jnatva.
Jnata drashteti muyati.
Jnata drashteti muyati.
Atmano vikriya nasti. Buddhir bodho na jatviti. Jiva sarvamalam jnatva. Jnata drashteti muyati.
Now Sankaracharya says, Atmano vikriya nasti. Vikriya means no kriya, no action. Atmano, in Atman, there is no kriya, nasti. And buddhe bodho na jatviti. And in the buddhi, jatu means at all. There is no knowership. It's never there. In buddhi, bodha is not there at all. Bodhanaya. We'll see why it is not there. Jiva sarvamalam jnatva, and jiva, this I notion, which has come in the last verse we have seen, because the Sachidans and the Buddhi Vritti, they united, and the Jeev Bhav came. I know, nor Subjana Bhakti. That Jeeva, Sarva Amalam Gyatva. Sarva Amalam means everything. We know Gyatva. Gyata Drashta Iti Muhyati. Muhyati means deluded. This Jeeva gets deluded and says, I am Gyata. I am the knower. I am Drashta. I am the seer. I am Srota. I am the hearer, toucher, taster, feeler, thinker. He starts thinking this way. आत्मनो विक्रिया नास्ति बुद्धे बोधो न जातु इति. At all it is not there in buddhi. But what is our understanding? You see, buddhi has got no capacity actually. It gets the capacity in the presence of reflected consciousness. Otherwise, it has got no capacity. Why it has got no capacity? Because it is not made of inert items. So it has got nothing. No knowership. But what is our understanding? Our understanding is Atmane Kriya Asti. In Atma there is Kriya. That is our understanding. How? Oh, I am seeing Vivekji after a long time. Oh, Vivekji have changed. Eh? So we say change. Because change is in the body, but we are superimposing on Atman. Oh, you have changed. I have changed. I have become this and this. Now I am this and this. When last time you saw me, I was in the college. Now I am a CEO. I've changed. Oh, you have changed a lot. Maybe. Very good. Then after that, and we know whole world by buddhi. This is our understanding. Is it not so? We say we know everything through buddhi. That is our understanding. But Shankaracharya is saying, buddhi bodho na jatu. In buddhi there is no bodha. But we understand everything through buddhi only. So our understanding is self is changing and buddhi is knowing. This is our understanding. Self is changing and buddhi is knowing. But Vedant says opposite. Vedant says Atmana Vikriya Nasti. In Atma there is no Kriya, there is no modification, there is no activity, there is no change. And Buddhe Bodho Na Jatu Iti. And in buddhi there is no understanding, there is no capacity. So what we are doing whole day, we are seeing, touching, tasting, hearing. These are all kriya. These are all activities. And what we say, I am seeing. Is not so? I am hearing. So I here stands for Atman. We are super on I. But Shankaracharya says, Atmana Kriya, there is no activity there. And buddhi has got no capacity to know. No capacity to know because the material cause of buddhi is inert. Therefore, it has got no capacity. But it gets ability. It gets ability to understand in the presence of reflected consciousness. When both of them are then buddhi gets the ability. So Atmana Kriya Nasti. Buddhe Bodham is not there, it cannot know. To understand this also, you need buddhi. Yes, to understand also this, you need buddhi. Kya ho gaya? We understand everything through buddhi, and here is a buddhi. Can't understand anything. Vedanta says buddhi can't understand. And we think that everything is done by Atman. No, nothing is done by Atman. Atman kriya nasti. You have to always remember my guru's statement that Atma is Nikamma. It is Akarta. Akarta, you have always have to remember Atma is Akarta and Nikamma. Does nothing. So Gurudev writes here, Atma never does anything and the intellect of its own accord has no capacity to experience I know. It has got no capacity. Why? On its own it can't do. Take out your brain, buddhi, whatever you think, the whole thing is here, take it out. Disconnect with the reflected consciousness. Not function. Very good. We have committed a mistake. What? Jiva sarvamalam gyatva gyata drashteti mohyati. Jiva thinks I am understanding everything. So I have become gyata. Gyata means knower. Drashta. Drashta means seer. And how? Mohyati, you are deluded. You are deluded. Very good. So jeev bhav comes because of the combination of atman and buddhi. Immediately it comes. Now I am jeev. I am knowing. Buddhi has got the capacity to know. And I superimpose that I am gyata. I am drashta. So what happens because of this identification with the reflected consciousness of the buddhi vritti, the first thing which comes is the ahankar bhav, ego. Ego means, what is the definition of ego? Ahankar. Aham karta iti ahankar. I am the doer. I am the knower. I am the seer. I am feeler. This bhav will come. Muhyati. And then this reflected consciousness which first appears, reflects in the mind, then it travels. It travels means, it travels to prana, it travels to your body, it travels to your jnanendriya. Like that it travels. It makes all these organs sentient. But the first appearance is in mind. The moment it comes in the mind, there comes the karta bhav, ahankar comes. Now next, when it is at the prana level, identified with the prana level, then what happens? Then you say, I am hungry, I am thirsty, I am weak. Why weak? Because the prana is energy house. Prana gives you energy. And with pranayam, you can increase your energy. But that pranayam should be learned from a guru. Should not be learned by TV show. No. The guru is physically present. Then you learn pranayam because it is energy house. If you do something golmaal, some mistake, your energy power is disturbed. So this energy is transferred to your subtle body and gross body. Now there is some golmaal in energy. What will happen? Both gross body and subtle body will suffer. Energy. So at the body level, when this it travels to the body, when I am identified with the body, what I will say? I am dark, I am fair, I am tall, I am I am fat, thin, these things will come. Identified with the body. And when identified with the indriya, senses, what will it say? I am blind, short-sighted. Or you will be able to understand all the shortcomings of your organs of perception. And at the mind level, when you are identified at the mind level, what happens? I am sukhi. I am dukhi, I am happy, unhappy, I like this thing, raga, tvesa, I don't like this thing. So these are at the mental level. And when identified with the intellect, then what will say? I am intelligent, he honored me, he dishonored me. It all comes at the intellect level. So who is saying this? Who is saying this? Is it the Atman or the Buddhi? Huh? Buddhi has got no power. Jiva is saying is the Chidabhas. So Gurudev writes in the second paragraph, Atman is knowing, knowledge itself. It is not affected by the mental thoughts and physical actions. It is not affected by mental thoughts and physical actions. Atman is not affected. Seeing red is never become red. Go back. The individuality jiva, which is a reflection of the pure consciousness in mind. Who is the jiva? Which is a reflection of the pure consciousness in the mind, falsely identifies itself with the body, mind, intellect, equipment due to ignorance of its true nature, and therefore it comes to superimpose the characteristics of the true self on these insentient matter envelopments. In this way, the delusion that one is a seer, knower, and so on arises in the ego, all because of a false notion in it. So who is the real knower? It's the reflection of consciousness. Very good. Then after that, jyatva drashta iti muhyati. But the individuality in us, due to delusion, think that it itself is the seer and the knower. Gurudev writes in the meaning of the second line. But the individuality in us, due to delusion, thinks that it itself is seer and the knower. Think about it. It is very easy to understand Atman, but very difficult to understand Jiva. Because it is not there at all. It's all delusion. Very easy to understand Atman. Atman can you can understand. But what is Jiva? Difficult. Now, Jivatva continues. This will continue that I am Jiva, Jiva. How long? Till the knowledge dawns. Till you get the knowledge, it will continue. The jiva will continue, and this is explained now in the next verse.
Rajju sarpavad atmanam.
Rajju sarpavad atmanam.
Jivam gyatva bhayam vahet.
Jivam gyatva bhayam vahet.
Naham jiva paratmeti.
Naham jiva paratmeti.
Gyatas chennir bhayo bhavet.
Gyatas chetanvayo bhavet.
Rajju sarpavad atmanam. Jivam gyatva bhayam vahet. Naham jiva paratmeti. Gyatas chennir bhayo bhavet.
Now Shankaracharya is explaining with the example of Rajju and Sarpa. In whole Vedanta, this is the best example. Always you will find Rajju Sarpa, Rajju Sarpa, Rajju Sarpa. And we could not find till today any better example than that. Rajju Sarpa. So what is this Rajju? Rajju is a rope. And what is Sarpa? A snake. There is something lying on the floor. And there is insufficient light. And you see something is there. Something is there. But you are not able to recognize it. And you say, it's a snake. So there is a samanyans and visheshans. Something is there is called the samanyans. And when we project snake on that, we say vishesh. What is the vishesh? Snake is there. We are not able to see rope. We are not able to see. We are seeing snake. Then when we see snake, what happens? jivam gyatva bhayam bhavet. When you are not able to see the rope, you are seeing snake. Then after that you see the color of the snake, his eyes. Then all of a sudden you find that he has stung you also at feet. And now slowly, slowly the poison is going up. It has come up here, here, here. Bhayam bhavet, bhayam bhavet, bhayam bhavet. And then somebody comes, what happened? He says, oh, there was a snake there when I was coming in, came out from the lift on the 8th floor, I stepped on it and I was bitten and now this and this has happened. You know, somebody says, no, I also saw there is no snake, it was a rope only there. He brings the rope and what happened? The snake is gone. The moment you come to know, the snake is gone. All fear, all poison, everything. How long it took? Takes? Instantly. Instantly gone. Khatam. So if you come to know the substratum of snake, which is rope, then after that, there is no more snake. There is no more snake. After knowing the rope, can you create snake? After knowing the rope, can you create snake? Similarly, in us, what is substratum? Atman or Brahman is the substratum. Not knowing our Atman or Brahman is the substratum, we say we are Jiva. And the Jiva is deluded, out of a jnana, out of ignorance, he is doing all these things. Once you come to know that, substratum, will you become ignorant again? No. So that is said here. So when substratum is not apprehended, non-apprehension is the Gurudev's language, non-apprehension of the substratum, that gives the rise to misapprehension. Non-apprehension of rope gives the misapprehension that it is snake. Then what we say? I am sarpa. I am means this is sarpa, this is snake. Instead of saying, this is Rajju, this is rope, what we say? No, no, this is snake. Superimposition has happened. And bhayam bhavet, by seeing the snake, we fear. But one person never fears. Who is that? Snake charmer. When the snake charmer sees the snake, the real snake, not the superimposer. Whenever he sees the real snake, he is happy. Ek aur mil gaya. He will catch it. Very good. So knowing the rope, all the fears of the snake go away. Simple, we have seen that. So non-appearance of the self, and we apprehend BMI as the real, the ego comes. And this ego is the cause of all sorrows. We are infinite. This ego has made us finite, limited. I am only this much. Good. So what is this correct understanding now? The correct understanding is Naham jeeva paratmeti.
Naham jeeva. I am not jeeva.
Naham jeeva. And who are you? Paratma. I am infinite. Jeeva is finite.
I am not finite. I am infinite.
Knowing what will happen?
Jnatah cheta nirbhaya bhavet.
Jnatah, just knowing. Do you have to do anything? Do you have to chant any mantra for removing the snake? Do you have to bring the lathi and kill the snake?
What do you have to know? You have to know the
substratum.
Nirbhayam bhavet.
There is no bhay.
Nirbhay. When fear comes, when you see duality, then fear comes.
We have got a camp next Saturday.
Fear, face it. And now we have to tell the children, junior high school, the highest truth. The fear will go away only with the knowledge of the soul. There is no other way out. Ultimate medicine. That is why that pad is called Abhaya pad. Brahman is Abhaya pad. You read that. In Sthita Pragya Lakshan it comes na. Bita Raga Bhaya Krodha. Once you realize, then you go beyond Raga, Dvesa, Bhaya. Bita Raga Bhaya Krodha.
Naham Jeev Paratmeti. I am not Jeev, I am Paramatma.
So how this will end? Only by Atmajnan. You have to know. You don't have to do anything. No karma is involved here. Don't misunderstand. Only you have to know. Somebody must tell you. But for that preparation is needed. That is something else. So the moment fearlessness comes, your mind becomes quiet. When the mind becomes quiet, you become happy. So long the fear was there, your mind was agitated, continuously agitated. The moment you came to know this is not snake, this is rope, agitation stops. The moment agitation stops, what happened? Peaceful mind. Peaceful mind, happiness. You got the happiness. So, I am knowing this Paramatma, I am that Paramatma, is the correct understanding. I am infinite, not finite, is the correct understanding. So long the jiva will be there, that I am limited, suffering will be there. Because anything which is limited in time and space gives you sorrow. In the BMI chart, we have got only two things. One is Atma and Anatma. And we have seen many times the source of sorrow is Atma. Source of sorrow is Anatma. Always it is Anatma. Atma can never give you sorrow. Since Atma can never give you sorrow, by the law of remainder, there is the second available thing is Anatma. So the all sorrow is coming from Anatma. And all anatma vastu is limited in time and space. Therefore, so long you are finite, you will be sorrowful. So we have to prove that. So Vedant says, you have to only know. There is no hinsa, there is no killing of ego. We don't say kill your ego. Only you have to know and remove your ego. You don't have to change your religion. Koi dharm nahi badli karna hai. In all other sects, they say, dharm badli karo, then I will tell you the upay. We say, no, kuch nahi karna hai. Khali janna, you have to just know it.
So Vedant works at the mental level. There is nothing physical. So knowing happens inside. The change will happen inside. Outside? वैसे ही है. So a realized person can be sitting next to you. Outside is the same. What has changed? Is the inside. Because the jnatva will happen at physical level or mental level? Mental level. So vision will change inside. तो आप कभी भी किसी को seeing the tika that he has got U tika or lamba tika or with small tika or without tika. So this is real eye, this is not real eye. The person having the beard. Gurudev used to say, longer the beard, you suspect him more. So outer signs will not be there. So the moment this jiva bhav ends, the paramat bhav comes. The moment this jiva. Now how to get this paramatma bhav? Who will get it? How can this happen? Who will come to know it? Is given in the next two verses. Kaise milega? Hai na? Very important. You have to come for the next class. No chutti.
No classes next
weekend. Next weekend, no class because of?
Not next week, next class.
Next class. You have to.
Purnamada Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate पूर्णस्य पूर्णमादाय पूर्णमेवावशिष्यते ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः हरि ओम श्री गुरुभ्यो नमः हरि ओम